Because the Roman government was ruling in Israel. Who do you think crucified Jesus? He was crucified on the cross. That was a Roman death. The Jewish death was to stone people. So Rome had a part in the crucifixion of Jesus, and that's why Pilate wouldn't release him, because he didn't want to lose his job as governor. He was the governor of Rome, and he didn't want to lose his job. Why don't people say something? What's going on in the world today? They got good jobs, folks. They got good retirement. They got good perks. I don't know what they do, but they got to take a six-month vacation. I'd like to take a six-month vacation. I work. Hello? I mean, they got a lot of things going for them. They don't want to lose their job. Hello? I'm going to tell you the way it is. That's what's wrong with Pilate. He, his wife said, release him. I had a dream about this man. Release him. Let him go. But he didn't want to listen to his wife. And she said, God gave me a dream. He's not guilty. Pilate then put it on the people. Whom should I release? Barabbas or Jesus? And he washes his hands. See, I'm innocent of the blood of this just man. He washes his hands, just like people today. Well, I don't want to know anything about it. I don't want to get involved. So what happened there, Kevin? They brought forth wind.
We have been a child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. But we have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, and neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen.
Brought forth any deliverance in the earth. Neither have the inhabitants. A foul smell is what it says. So let's go back real quickly to Cain. Now let's see. He is a man that says he was thrown out of the garden, but he left the presence of God. The Spirit of God was still with them, because God didn't want them to eat of the tree of life. The Spirit of the Lord was still with them. And the Spirit of the Lord will always be in this earth. But he walked away like people do today. They're walking away from the Spirit of God. All right? They want to control the moving of the Spirit of God. They say, well, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet, but our spirit is not subject to God's spirit. God can do whatever he wants at any time and any way he pleases to do it. Amen. Your spirit may be subject, but you're not subject to God's spirit. Amen. Oh, we're going to control God, you know. We are going to control God. We're going to have revival, but it's going to have to be under our control. Let everything be done decently in order. Well, go down to Pine Lawn Cemetery. Everything is decent and everything's in order. I don't know if you know, but when a child is born, it's a mess. Hello? When a child is born, it's a mess. They don't want the mess. Oh, we want revival, but they don't want the mess. Leave it at that. Check out revival. What happened on the day of Pentecost? People were put in jail. People were dying, Ananias and Sapphira. Amen. In revival. But today they don't want the mess. They want to impress people that come to church. I was told years ago when I came here, Sunday morning, don't play your tambourine. Because it got wealthy people here that give. He said, but you're allowed to play it on Sunday night because the rich people stay home on Sunday night. Wasn't that nice that on Sunday night I could beat the tambourine? But on Sunday day, you can't do it on Sunday day because you don't want to offend the rich people that come to church. On and on it goes. So where are you reading, Kevin?
Genesis, the fourth chapter.
Well, what does it say?
It says that 17th verse, Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son.
Called Enoch. The name of his city. Instead of Massapequa, it was called Gene Profeta. Hello, church. Called the name of the city after his son. What else happened?
It says that unto Enoch was born Irad. Irad begat Mahujael. Mahujael began Methusael. And Methusael begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Adah, and the other one was Zillah. And Adah bare Jabal, and he was the father of such that dwell in tents and have
cattle. Wait a minute. He had children that were tent makers. We can't find a job today. We're just because you're not taking dominion. You're not taking dominion. So they were making tents. This is Cain. This is his family. This is a man that left the presence of God, but he had the word that was given Adam and Eve, have dominion and rule and reign. Go ahead, read on.
21st verse, and his brother's name was Jubal, and he was the father of all of such that handle the harp and of the organ.
Oh, they were making instruments. They were making instruments. They had a music store. Where's that store we shop out? You shop out for the church?
Sam Ash.
He had a Sam Ash. Hello, church. He had a Sam Ash music store. What did they make at Sam Ash's, Kevin?
Harps and organs.
Harps and organs. Had dominion, huh? But he left the presence of God. God kicked him out of the garden. He didn't want to meet in the tree of life, but the Spirit of God was still with them. But he left it. I'm going to do it on my own. I don't need God. So what else happened?
And Zillah also bare Tubal Cain, an instructor of every forger, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron.
What'd they do?
They forged brass and iron.
They forged brass and iron. They were in the mining business. They were in the mining business. Hello, church. You're here tonight. Don't leave. I'm going to say, there they go. No, this is interesting. It's in God's word. Amen? You say, well, why do we give then? Why do we give? Because it's with promise. It's with promise. We have eternal life. We lay up treasures in heaven. Our faith is laying up treasures in heaven. That's why an angel said to Cornelius in the book of Acts, your prayers and your giving. Your prayers and your giving have come up as a memorial before God. God sent an angel. And Cornelius' house had revival because his prayers and giving came up as a memorial before God. God sent an angel. I don't know about you, but I need an angel every day.
That was it. They went on to other things. But
that was it, but I think that was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yep.
You should underline it. Write it down. Once in a while, check it out. Amen? Instead of feeling sorry for yourself. My dad left home when I was a kid. 11 years old, I started working, delivering newspapers. Not today. Not today, like the kids go in their father's car and they have about 40 papers they deliver. I delivered 300, 400, 500 papers some days. When other kids were sick, I'd take their route. Then you had to collect the monies. In rain, snow, or sleet. I worked all through that, all through high school, working every day, 7 days a week. Hello? And I've been working ever since. I've been working ever since. And you know what? I would do it all over again. I don't feel sorry for myself. Amen? Because God has kept me and God has blessed me. So I started at 11. I lied about my age. You had to be 12 or 13 to start. How old are you, son? Went to the press office, 101st Avenue in Queens and 105th Street. There's a press office there. I lied. Oh, you shouldn't lie. Well, go talk to Abraham. Go talk to Abraham when he lied about his wife. Oh, thou shalt not lie. Go talk to Abraham. He said, I ain't ready to die, man. I'll sacrifice my wife. Hello, church.
Amen.
Even his son Isaac did the same thing. His son Isaac did the same thing, like father and son. Don't you start lying, Kevin.
Never.
So what happened? Where am I? What happened? Where were you, Kevin?
I just finished up in Genesis 4.
Okay, we got that Genesis 4. Now, let me read this in 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 18th verse. It said, there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. That love means agape love. Agape is sacrificial love. So when it says there is no fear in love, it's talking about the end result of your giving. Amen. Everybody say the end result of my giving. Agape, sacrificial. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. The perfect love is the sacrificial, the agape given. Where people say, I just can't afford to give. Well, the woman with the little meal in the meal barrel had a sacrificial giving. She was down to the last bit of meal she had. She was going to prepare for her and her son and die. Now, that's given. God ain't looking at how much you give. He's looking at how much you got left over. Hello, church. He's looking to see how much you got left over. Even God is interested in your comfort. I'll tell you again, even God is interested in you being comfortable. Hello? I just leave you with that thought. Thank God for comfort that the Lord gives us. Thank God. I'll accept it all, God. I'm on your team, Lord. Lord, I'm on your team. So Bartimaeus, son of the unclean, they said, you be quiet. But you know what happened? Jesus stood still. Want to get God's attention? Just cry out. Tell him where the pain is. And he comes running over. Jesus says, come on, what is it? And Bartimaeus goes stumbling over. He had no seeing eye, dog. He goes stumbling over to Jesus. Now Jesus says, what do you want? A lot of people go to church and don't know what they're doing there. Thank you, Pastor. It's just tradition with many. That's just the ritual they go through. That's all it is. But Bartimaeus knew what he wanted. He said, I want to receive my sight. Don't you know, don't you think that Jesus knew he was blind? Amen? But the Lord wanted him to speak it. You see, when you speak it, God's going to bring it to pass. Can you say amen?